Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Vino Nothing, Game of Thrones edition. I'm ready to jump into this, guys. For those of you who don't know, this is the podcast where I probably know just as much as you, but with a glass of wine in my hand, I know things. That's right, Game of Thrones edition, the whole way through on this one. For those of you who don't know me, I am Lucy on the ground from the meme slash pop culture account that talks about everything from HBO's horrible editing skills, which we'll get into, to just who should sit on the Iron Throne. Please go follow me, Lucy, at Lucy on the ground on Instagram, and I'll rant about everything else, pop culture as well. But like I said, tonight is Game of Thrones all the way. And with me is Game of Thrones' biggest fan, Bill.
Hello.
Like I said, super enthusiastic every time. You just really, you don't deviate. I say hello, 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 and you just say monotone hellos.
Yeah, it's like my signature.
Oh, okay, great. I'm glad you've established that now. Well, you know, you're not the biggest Game of Thrones fan, but I feel like I am tonight. And we're jumping into episode 3, the Battle of Winterfell. We all had a lot of predictions going into this. Episodes 1 and 2 were real slow, and everyone knew people would die tonight. So I was worked up to start. We actually got in a fight within the first minute of this. You snapped at me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was on, I couldn't, the remote wouldn't change channels, and it kept taking me to HBO Latino. Mm-hmm. And there were subtitles, but it was in English. But I was like, why is this doing this? And honestly, it was a mess from the beginning. And then he also made me change the channel because he didn't think I was on HBO HD. Because that's how bad this editing was.
Yeah, the cinematography was terrible in this.
You guys, that's what we have to start with.
I mean, it was dizzying.
We didn't drink tonight. We would have introduced our wine already. We just had a fun night last night. And we've been drunk and tipsy for the first two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried sober out for this one. And thank God I wasn't drunk. Because I honestly couldn't see anything to begin with. I would have been lost. I would have been facing the window thinking that's where I could not see a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
For most of it. Except when the dragons were having their, like, magic carpet ride rendition up in the clouds.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with that. I sincerely thought it was the TV or it was HBO.
Yeah.
But then I looked on Twitter and I saw everyone was having trouble with the darkness.
It wasn't even just the brightness. It was, there was, like, this haze.
Yeah.
And it almost looked like, I don't know, it was
like
just a little wobbly.
Of black and,
everything
was kind of like had waves. It looked like HBO was on acid.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good. And it didn't help an already hard to follow episode with that much action. Like, I didn't even know who I was looking at half the times. And then the smoke or the snow blew in from somewhere and it was even more blurry. I was like, I can't see anything. I would prefer the dark crypt. The crypt was actually the brightest place in the whole.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was surprising.
And to keep with the tone of this whole season, for the first, like, 15 or 20 minutes, nothing happened.
Well,
they're standing, they're running, you don't see the dead, what's going on.
That was, well, first of all, HBO really is teasing us starting at 8:03. Like,
yeah.
I was texting my friends, everyone was like, did it start? Did anyone else's start? Am I on the wrong channel? I mean, I was worried. But then, we did, they came out, and no one was speaking. We were just lining everyone up, which I kind of thought was pretty ballsy because they couldn't see the dead. So we just lined everyone up. And then the Red Witch comes out of nowhere. So I don't know how she passed the dead or whatever, but here she is. She lights. That was one of the cooler parts when she lit all the swords on fire. But then the Dothraki just ran into the distance and they never came back.
Yeah.
Like, five of them ran back, and they're like, oh, fuck no, we're going up. We're going to the crypt. Like, we did our job. And Snow. Ghost.
Yeah,
I'm really worried about Ghost. I feel like Ghost could come back, but I don't know where he went, and that really upsets me. That's our first possible loss of the episode, Ghost not running back. Because no one important ran into the first round. Everybody Jorah stayed back, Jaime stayed back, Brienne stayed back when the Dothraki ran. And then all the swords went out.
To start the battle because, they all ran in. Then, but they didn't show any combat. They just showed everyone watching the fires going.
But
and
that
then,
was
like,
kind
the fires
of
kind of went out, and it built the tension and everything. But you've been building tension for 3 weeks now.
No, that stuff I was like, oh my gosh. But we did it the whole episode. There would be these little like moments where I was like, something has to happen because when it goes like that and goes quiet, then I'm ready to scream.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we're about to be murdered, all of us. Like, someone's about to break into my apartment and kill me, is how, like, the tension was that high. But, I don't know. With that fight, that was kind of crazy. And then they all, then the dead just run out of nowhere. And they're pretty much running on top. Like, I don't know how they were so tall. They were running on each other across. There were so many of them. And the dragons did come. And they blew some shit up. And that was fine for a minute. But then suddenly the dragons, like, didn't do anything. And I was, I don't know if they were waiting to fight the Night King's dragon. I just thought, I was like, keep burning the dead. I mean, they probably were burning their own people, though, at that point.
Yeah.
That was a little... But honestly, it doesn't matter. They're all going to be dead anyway. I thought that was... The dragons were worthless to me. The fire system, when everybody runs back to Winterfell, then they light that one thing on fire. They try to, but the dragons can't see anything. Because they're literally... Danny and John are going on another dragon date up in the sky. I don't know what they were doing. Because we hadn't seen the Night King for a while. So I don't... They just assumed he was on his dragon? I don't know. Which that's when, and that's when I thought, oh, he is at Winterfell. Because that's a big theory that was going on, that the Night King was going to go straight to King's Landing. Oh, I mean, King's Landing.
Yeah, and it just, it didn't, I don't know, it was lacking something. It just, I don't know if it didn't have enough emotion, or even, you know.
I was emotional.
You know, I know you were, but the fight itself, it's just, I don't know. It didn't have that wow factor to me that it should have had. And maybe it's because that the screen editing was so bad. But even, like, when Jon's dragon and the Night King's dragon were fighting each other, that should be like a, oh, fuck, yeah, dragons are fighting each other moment. But it just, I was so confused as to what was going on because it was so hard to determine.
I think that might,
I think they kind of used a lack of dialogue as a mean for let the action speak for itself. But I think they would have really benefited from some more dialogue.
Yes, I think so, too. I think, I don't know when you have time for dialogue. But, like, I also was still thinking, like, are Danny and John... Because they were waiting on a cliff for a while. Yeah. And I was like, why are you just watching? I don't know. And I don't know if that's... They were watching for the Night King. There was so much about their plan of attack that wasn't explained. Like, I know we put Bran in the God's Woods or whatever as a decoy or, like, a plant. But that was really the only insight we got into their plan. So, like, were Danny and John on the dragons to get his dragon? Were they just there to burn people? What was their strategy for them to be? Because John is a good fighter. Maybe because he's the only one who can ride a dragon with her. And now we know why he can. But otherwise, I don't know. I kind of...
They would have benefited from taking the first 20 minutes of this episode to having, like, all their generals and John and everyone talking about, all right, here's our plan of attack. We're going to do this when they show up. We're going to get here.
And even if that didn't work out. And then
you're building it up with them. You're like, okay, yeah, fuck yeah, let's get involved. But instead, they just jumped right into it with this, like, really weird, like you said, tension building, but then never gave you that release.
I think also I was waiting, and we got so close, and it was so hard to see that I wasn't freaking out as much because I couldn't tell who was dying. Like, a lot of, like, so many people looked like Grey Worm. I thought I saw Gendry and Podrick 70 times. Honestly, by the end of it, I don't know. One of them is definitely alive. Gendry is, because we know on the trailer. And then I thought I saw Podrick at the end. But otherwise, you couldn't see anyone. I knew who Brienne was. I didn't really see Tormund. I couldn't tell who a lot of people were because we were moving too fast and you couldn't see. So I also think that was part of me being like, wait, did someone die? You didn't get like a moment of like, oh, shit, until the end. Like, at the end, I was like, oh, shit, a lot of big things. But we had a good 40-minute chunk of me just being like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because
there were plenty of times when, like, someone would be being attacked by several. Like, Brienne of Tarth should have died six times.
I thought she did. When I saw her at the end, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought she got stabbed in the chest at one point. I mean, and I get that's a battle scene. Like, those are hard to follow anyway.
Right.
But I, because it was so dark, because there were so many battles happening, I was like, I can't tell. I'm getting emotional just thinking, though. One battle, but I'll get to it. I just realized someone who died. I'm talking about, like, nobody died. No, people died.
Yeah.
I got upset. So, like I said, though, their systems didn't seem well thought out. The only goal was to get the Night King to Bran. But then the dead start throwing themselves onto the fire pit. So then the rest can walk over them.
Yeah.
So that was like, oh, shit. But they seem to be prepared up in the walls, but... I remember, like, even it was, like, one a battle further back, like, the living crawled up each other. The dead were definitely, like, they don't care. They, like, made a bridge of themselves. But even when
the dead were doing that, it was, like, one at a time they were just walking into the fire. I would have personally liked to have seen, like, just all of them just start diving in and jumping over each other they did to climb the wall.
Yeah, but there is still strategy. Like, the Night King is controlling all of them. So he's having only a few of them do it because he doesn't want to lose too many.
Right, that's true.
So there's still strategy on that. He just can control them. But, I mean, once they're climbing up and they're up the wall and they're fighting, I mean, they're in the Winterfell. They're in Winterfell, like, pretty quick after all this.
Right.
And everybody's up top. All the big names are right there. And I was like, they have to be tired at this point because you've just stabbed 20 people in 1 minute, I saw. And we're still fighting. And the wall, I mean, there's still a mountain of people coming. So I kind of thought, just realistic-wise, I don't know how it didn't get bright out by the time this was over. And I don't know how any of them were even standing, like, let alone dead, just exhaustion.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess adrenaline keeps you going, but and then we're all hiding in Winterfell. Like, Arya's sneaking through rooms, and I didn't even know where Jaime was for half of it. I don't know if he was down. Well,
they just kept all showing up in different areas, but that's, too.
I don't know how we were sneaking through the castle. Like, there were so many dead.
Yeah.
If half of them got in, you wouldn't be able to sneak around. Like, Arya's, like, hiding behind bookshelves. I was like, how stupid are the dead? I didn't know they, you know, and she killed, like, 20 at once.
That was awesome.
That was amazing. When Arya came out of nowhere and the Hound's having a panic attack in the corner and Beric's like, dude, look at her. Like, you should be embarrassed. And then the Hound, because he does love Arya and Sansa and he's protected them so long, especially Arya, that's what jumped him to be like, oh, shit, she's gonna die.
Yeah.
And they did come find her after racing through the halls. Like, thousands of dead, not thousands, but a lot of dead were chasing her. I was kind of like, how is she still alive? And then Beric died for her, like, got really slaughtered. And that was off. I mean, I thought he was coming back to life because he stayed alive so long. I don't know how. Maybe adrenaline? Can you live that long?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never died before.
Yeah, well, the Hound, so they found, he has. He's died a few times, so that's why I ask. So they found Arya and saved her. We couldn't save. This was the first, besides Ghost. And I knew it was going to happen. I think I didn't have her in my Deadpools because I kind of was pretty sure. Lyanna Mormont, the little girl. And she was a badass. Like, for her to charge against that giant, she's like, oh, screw this. Then the giant is killing her and she still stabs him in the eye. I was like, this bitch. Like, I hope somebody saw that. I hope somebody lived and was like, no, 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 guys. And they're telling stories in a few years and they're like, Lyanna fucking Mormont killed it. That means all the Mormonts are dead.
You did have her in one of your Deadpools.
Shit. Which you one?
Did. With Jerry and Emily.
Oh. I don't think I have it with my other. I'm in a few Deadpools, guys. Mm-hmm. But she got, see, that's what I think they were trying to.
And you had the Night King in that, so. You kind of fucked there.
What? Oh, I stand by. I'll get to that. But I thought, Lyanna, like a lot of these people, you couldn't, her death was worthy and like worth it because she did have such a powerful impact still and killed this giant and it was great and then she died. I think a lot of the people, the reason a lot of these big names didn't die like I thought they would, I feel like a lot of people, like a Jaime or an Arya or a Sansa or a Tyrion, if they died from a White Walker, people would be like, after all this, you survive everything, and it would be a worthless death. Like, I want them all to play the Game of Thrones again and get back to our roots and die. For Lyanna Mormont, I was like, okay. Like,
it would have been cool if...
Somebody.
Well, if somebody died and became blue-eyed, mm-hmm. even if it was just for this episode, and... You got to see a situation where, like...
Someone had to kill.
Right. So that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Obviously, it would have only lasted this episode because the story ends here, but...
You're not happy about that. You thought this was worthless, Eva.
You know, I just think that it was a really big build-up and...
For the dead to all...
Yeah, just, like, that was it. Like, it should have been...
Well, we haven't... Yeah. we have to how the dead died. I mean, everyone listening knows, but
yeah,
it did, for all of this, for the dead just to like magically disappear after the end.
Yeah, yeah, like you could have had them at least over on Winterfell. Some people retreat and figure out how to make it, you know. Mm-hmm. You could have dragged this out. You could have had this start the last episode, which was boring as fuck anyway, and concluded it in this episode, but instead it's just all one fight and it's over. I mean, I don't know. I don't really care.
I feel like, though, that's the hard thing about, like, a movie or whatever. Like, this, an episode has to end and then you have to wait a week. I don't know where you pause a battle like that. You know, like, I feel like the strategizing, or we could have seen, yeah, the dead coming or something more. But honestly, the dead have been coming now. Season 1, episode 1. Like, we have been introduced to White Walkers, and this has been like an underlying, the dead are, winter is coming. With the overlying people being like, no, I don't care about that. I care about the throne. So it was two storylines the whole time. This one has just ended. Now we have three episodes to finish the other one.
Right.
So it does feel like this, for it to happen, just like, that's it.
Yeah, it just didn't feel like the right payoff.
Yeah, I don't know. It got pretty good for me.
It did. It built, yeah, a great ending.
Well, and so during all this, so other thing, the dragons had their fight, and the Night King falls off, which I thought, that's how he's going to die? I kind of was, like, going to be upset if that's, yeah, how the Night King died, but he didn't. He just fell and was standing there. And then we had a moment where, and the music played, and it was like Danny going, Dracarys, and burn, and he lit him on fire, and they played the music that makes you think good things have happened. No. Night King is definitely a Targaryen. We still don't know who, because he didn't burn.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter because he's dead.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's what I mean.
That's frustrating.
They could have given, if you're going to build all of this up to this, like, give us some payoff.
And if the night, now we're like, who is the fucking Night King? He's a Targaryen.
Right, now it doesn't matter. It was just an all waste of time.
Right. I mean, it will be interesting. They have to tell us. They just don't leave the Night King, yeah, story like that. They have to tell us that who he was. I don't know if Bran's going to fucking do anything, because at this point, he's just sitting in the Coswoods or Goswoods or whatever they're called, warging, while Theon is killing everyone. Bran, once again, worthless. Absolutely fucking worthless. Doesn't even say, like, comes out of his warging and he's like, hey, Theon, they're coming right now. Just FYI. I'm going to go back into warging for absolutely no reason. But, like, tip Theon off. Just tell, yeah, Theon's like, where? He goes, I have to go now. And Theon's like, where? You're sitting in a fucking chair. Where are you going to?
Yeah.
They just rolls his eye back. And Theon's like, do you want to give me any explanation as to what this is? Like, Bran has given no context to his powers, and people need some explanations, let alone the viewers. Probably like Theon, who's defending him.
Yeah. And what does he do? He becomes a raven to see where the Night King is. He knows he's coming. He's the bait for the Night King.
So.
And they should have had a conversation or something. I mean,
I don't know if the Night, I don't think Night King speaks.
Oh, he doesn't? I don't know. But still, there's something should have been there. I like how he died.
Yes, we'll get to that. Because when the Night King didn't burn, that's when I was like, and I was already really stressed because there are so many dead people. I'm kind of like, how is no one dying? It's stressful to be like, nobody's died. Like, Lyanna Mormont died at that point. A dragon was injured. We think Ghost is dead. But otherwise, I'm like, we are 45 minutes in. We might have even been further and no one died. And then I can't even do the gesture. You can't see me. But the dead guy, Jon Snow, comes out of nowhere, is running off his dragon to go kill the Night King, which is the main goal. We assume, nobody knew how the Night King dying was going to kill the army or not control the army. That was just Jon's guess. But he's running towards him, and then the Night King just raises his hands, and he brings back all of the people. They just wasted 45 minutes, which was probably spread out over longer filming times,
yeah,
killing. Like, they just killed all these people, and they just come back. Because, so the glass didn't work? So, the whole reason we went to Dragonstone to get the dragon glass that they're stabbing all these people with, it didn't work.
Yeah.
Because he just brought them, yeah, he brought them all back. I mean, I was like, oh, I don't want to watch anymore. I mean, at that moment, I thought, oh, so everyone does die.
Yeah.
And we are now the army of the dead, going to kill Cersei, but like Daenerys is dead, and so like I thought everyone in that moment was going to die and become part of the,
yeah,
dead army,
and that would have been cool.
No, I would have been pissed, if especially after that whole fight. And when he did that, that's when the crypt thing, which everyone knew the crypt was going to be an issue.
Yeah.
And that he rose all the fucking dead.
But, well, that's what's interesting, too. I didn't think about it until just now. But if he rose all the dead, you know, everywhere, that means there was dead hanging out in King's Landing, you know, kicking ass.
You think? You don't think there's, like, a radius, like a GP, what's that called? Like, you only have so far your Wi-Fi goes?
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like he only has so much distance on his hand-raising powers.
Okay.
I hope, because if not, there's just dead wandering. But they disappeared anyway.
It would have been hilarious if they played this episode on Easter.
Oh, Bill.
Sorry. It would have been great, though.
Oh, God.
You raised all the dead on Easter.
Yeah, I got it. No, you don't have to explain it again. All right, before we go any further, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors. Because that's how fabulous I am. We'll be right back.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, I was at that point. I mean, I was texting my friends, and they were all just like, "Oh, I don't want to watch anymore." Like, that's when I thought, "Oh, I'm not going to like this." And I am of the belief that I won't love the ending of this show, but I might respect it. But it might not be what I want. At that moment, I thought, "Oh, I'm going to hate this episode and maybe not continue watching." That's how strongly I thought everyone dies. The Night King wins. There was no other solution in my head that the Night King didn't win. When the dead are just rising, and there's only so many of us and it's our people, the good guys, are now blue-eyed too. Lyanna Mormont's got a fucking blue eye, and I was like, come on.
That's cool.
Don't do that to her.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to have happen. I wanted more of that to happen. No,
she deserved better. She deserved, like, that was painful. And so the dead are rising in the crypt, which I'm still confused. So the dead are obviously stupid. We've established this because Arya is just hiding behind bookshelves.
They're like mindless zombies.
They are. But the dead, so when they all start rising in the crypt, and I don't think there were that many, and we don't know who they were. One was probably Lyanna Stark because they have her body.
Yeah.
I think.
They could have had fun with that too, had Catelyn Stark been a zombie. But
they're all like bones, so you couldn't tell. Yeah. They could have zoomed in on the crypts that were coming out. I thought that would have... I expected that we were going to know people. Everyone who was messaging me that, like, what if Ned Stark came back to life? I think we need to readdress...
Just holding his head on his
right, head. Right. He doesn't have a head. So I don't know if that's possible. But it was a good guess, everybody. But all they did was, like, they hid behind tombs in the crypt. Like, the dead are just running back and forth thinking no one's down there. And, like, Tyrion and Sansa are just, like, hiding behind a thing like, oh, just be quiet. They won't find us. It's like, aren't they? There's only so much room down there. And there were a lot of people down in the crypt.
Yeah.
I think they killed a couple people, but I don't know. I was confused by that. But I will say that was my first crying moment. Lyanna Mormont, I screamed for, but I cried when Tyrion and Sansa are looking at each other. And I thought she hands him a knife or dragon glass. She pulls out dragon glass and she's holding it. And I thought they were going to kill themselves. To like,
I didn't think that end
it. And I was like, oh, don't do that. And then she gave it to him. And I was like, oh, for him to be a hero. Because he kept talking about, like, I wish I could do more down here. I want to do more. So she gave it to him. And then he takes her hand and he kisses it. And I'm going to cry right now. Like, I just.
She's a coward, though. She's
not a fucking coward.
She's the worst. She let him
stop.
Put his...
I won't. No, I won't do this. I won't do this. I will not continue if you stop. Like, Sansa Stark deserves all of our motherfucking respect. Because Sansa also made puns down in the crypt and is like, Tyrion's like, ah. She's like, you were the best of my husbands. Like, after who she's been married to, who she was almost married to, Sansa has been through it all. And she's a strategist. She's strategizing. She is smarter. She's not a fighter. That is not her problem, that she is not all brawn. She is smart. She is quick.
Pretty dumb.
She is not dumb. She would not be alive if she was dumb. And Tyrion said that. He goes, when they first saw each other again, he goes, a lot of people doubted you. Most of those people are dead now. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, yeah, fuck them.
She gave him the glass, but he never got to fight or anything.
No, he didn't. But I don't know. It just...
That would have been good to, like, fun to let him go kill someone or something.
Oh, and she doesn't know that Theon died. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, they never got to Scissor.
Bill.
What?
Come on. Now we've gone too far. Easter, rising on Easter was bad enough. Now funny. Scissoring. Yeah, the crypt stuff. I don't know how they stayed hidden. So I kind of thought people should have died in the crypt. Like a Missandei or a Gilly or a Little Sam, somebody. I was a little surprised there, but whatever. Then, when Beric died, that was also really important. So Beric died, they get into hiding, because again, we're just hiding in rooms from the dead. I really don't know how, but it's the Hound, Arya, Beric dies, and then over Arya's shoulder is the Red Witch. And she comes out of nowhere, and I didn't remember all this, and I appreciated that HBO kind of reminded us in a way of like, hey, we haven't, this isn't something that's been in the previously on mm-hmm. in a while. When the Red Witch is like, I know you. And she goes, I know you too. And she's like, we've met before. And she goes, you told me I'd kill a lot of people. That came true. She goes, I told you'd kill brown eyes, green eyes, and blue ones. And she was just like, oh shit. And I didn't get it then that you were going to kill a blue eyed. Like, she killed a lot of dead while she was fighting in her iconic scene before that. But that was the first clue of like, you have one more job to do. Because she said Beric was kept alive many, many times for one reason. And if he just died, his reason was keeping you alive. Now you have a purpose. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what do we say to the God of Death? And I was like, oh, fuck no. We are not quoting the God of Death right now. Remind me of her dancing instructor.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, I don't know what you're talking about.
The dance instructor is the one that taught her how to sword fight.
Yes, yeah. But it was so, when she was like, what do we say to the God of Death? I was like, oh, fuck, not today, Death. Like, I mean, that was just for me, like, really exciting. And then Arya just, like, dances away, and nobody stops her. The Hound, I don't know what doorway she went through that the Hound hasn't blocked at this point. So the Hound and Melisandre just are chilling, I guess, and Arya slips away. We don't realize where yet. But now that I'm thinking you have to kill a blue-eyed, like, Arya was like, I know what you're saying. I'm mm-hmm. picking up what you are putting down, BRB. And mm-hmm. just dips out. On the other side of that, Jon is also, has decided he has to go find the Night King to kill him, to save everyone. But he takes a roundabout way. Jon is just, walks through the courtyard of all the dead, goes pretty much up to the dragon who's blowing blue fire. And it's like, we spend so much time watching Jon make zero progress. Like, the camera time, we wasted a lot of Jon just like, I'll go behind this wall now.
Yeah.
I'll go behind this wall now. Still right next to the dragon. And I was just like, can we, like, it's not that hard. Like, you could sneak away from the dragon, go inside. And I don't know how going through the building got him to the Gauzwoods. He was never going to make it on time. Never. I thought, yeah, his storyline was completely pointless. And mm-hmm. while he's doing that, Dany's dragon has knocked her off because it's about to die. I don't know if it ever did. I think we're down a dragon. I'd be surprised if we still have two dragons.
Yeah.
And she's somehow, we knew Dany wasn't going to die though. And out of nowhere, here's Jorah. Jorah Mormont, once again, who loves her so much. I mean, that got me too. And he is getting stabbed left and right. Then she uses him as a shield at one yeah. point, you pointed out. And that was, that was dark. But it was another adrenaline thing. Like, do you have enough adrenaline? Him and Beric were stabbed like 40 times and we're still fighting. Oh, God. But that's right. Jorah died, saving Dany once again. It was so, that killed me. Like, and I guess that's his story. That's the end of, he just didn't, that was his storyline was always her. Now I am going to get emotional, mm-hmm. but it was always her. So it's kind of like a Lyanna Mormont. It's kind of like, I thought Brienne of Tarth would have died just because her story seemed finished when she was knighted. But for him, his story was always saving her. And again, he saved, I'm going to cry. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, that they did a good job of that, like tying Jorah back one more time to just be the hero he was. I'm sorry, that one got me. But again, Jon is doing nothing. I thought Jon would show up and help them. No, he's literally hiding from a dragon. Then he pops out at the dragon. Like, he stands up to almost kill the dragon.
Yeah.
And luckily, Arya went and comes out of nowhere, where Theon has now murdered, like, how many dead people? I think Theon wins the most. I think he killed the most, probably.
Him and Arya, definitely.
Up there.
Yeah.
I mean, he killed so many, protecting Bran, who's literally not even facing the fight. He's like, I'm just going to turn away
And Arya should have died like 4 times in this episode too.
But Arya, like, trained with the, yeah, right. Like, she's a pro. But she comes out of nowhere. Theon. Oh, that's what Bran comes out of his ward because the Night King suddenly shows up, and Theon's like, "Oh, that man is blue." Like, Theon, who's fought everyone, then Bran's like, "Oh, hey, I'm back. You're a really good guy." That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So Theon knows. He's like, "You fucking kidding me? I just have to die now?" And then he charges the Night King and obviously dies. In just a sad way. Just so wasteful after Theon did all that. And it was just... But I guess it was another... I'm going to get emotional again. It's another, I guess, full arc. Like, Theon came home. Oh, my God. I'm so emotional. Like, and Bran said that. He goes, "You brought you back home. Everything you've done has brought you home." So then he served his... He literally saved Bran for how long, that whole fight... Bran was not grateful, which is what really pisses me off. He's just like, "You're such a good guy. Mm-hmm. Love you. Bye."
And well, then, I think that was him saying he forgives him for
he already forgave him. Honestly, I have hated Theon for seasons on seasons. I think the Greyjoys is the most pointless storyline. He deserved better. Mm-hmm. In this ending, I think he did. Maybe if he had just survived the Night King or just like fallen to the side... And lit. He deserved that. I don't know. I'm just like mad. Luckily though, it's not Jon Snow who finally runs in out of nowhere to save the day. Arya's been making her way. I don't know how through a whole army of dead people because she just kind of walked in, flew forward.
Yeah.
Because the Night King is just standing next to Bran. Like they're just looking at each other. I don't know if they're communicating telepathically. I don't know if that's a thing they do, but they're just looking at each other. And I thought, in this whole thing, I was like, oh shit, is the Bran the Night King? Is the Night King going to bow to Bran? Like, I kind of thought we were going to find out Bran was evil or something.
Yeah.
And he was. I also thought maybe he was warging and he was the Night King doing all this during this fight.
That would have been cool too.
Right.
Really, anything would have been cool, but nothing happened.
No, nothing happened with Bran for the millionth time.
Yeah. But
thank God for Arya fucking Stark.
And someone had mentioned earlier when you went live that made sense. Arya probably wore a face of the dead, and that's yes, how she got so close.
But I don't know if we'll ever know that. I mean, I think people were just trying to justify the fact that she did walk through like a whole wall of dead people to just be like, "Excuse me, I have to go kill him real quick." Yeah. Like, that's not how that works. But I think that's the only plausible solution, unless she jumped from Winterfell and flew. You know.
And the Night King was reaching for his sword.
To kill Bran.
Kill Bran.
We just took our sweet-ass time. I don't know if they just wanted to have, like, eye contact. Like, it was a respect thing. It went slow-mo for the last...
There was a moment, and there should have been a payoff for all of us watching that moment.
Well, the payoff was Arya. The payoff, when Arya jumped, and then he was holding her by the throat.
Yeah.
And she's got the knife, and I was like, oh, if she fucking dies... But then she's a fucking badass. And she drops the knife into the other hand to stab him. And someone pointed out when I went live also, the knife she used is the knife that... it's like full fucking circle. The first episode, when Bran was pushed out the window, then he was in the coma. And then they sent someone from King's Landing to try and kill him. And he had a Valyrian steel knife.
That was Littlefinger's
knife. Bran, then... Littlefinger gave it to Bran, who then gave it to Arya, and Arya used it to kill the Night King before he killed Bran. I mean, there's little things like that I'm like, oh shit, like, well done, HBO. Like, those connecting pieces over 8 seasons are amazing. It took us a while to get there.
Yeah.
It took us a hot minute. But Arya being the one to do this, But that's my fear now because we've had so many, your chapter is done, you die. Your chapter is done, you die. Jorah dies. Lyanna Mormont dies. I'm worried that Arya's.
No, I think Arya's still going to kill Jon Snow.
Jon Snow?
Yeah, I think they're going to eventually get in a fight.
No, she's going to kill Cersei.
We'll see.
But that's the thing. Maybe for Arya to kill the Night King, like Cersei's... She's not going to kill the Hound, even though he was on her list. Like, they're cool now. She's not killing the Red Witch, because the Red Witch leaves and kills herself and takes off the old lady necklace.
Yeah, her destiny was fulfilled by telling Arya, you have to go kill the Night King.
Yeah. and like saving all the people with the fire swords and stuff. I will say again, I think it's like Theon and the Red Witch I've hated for so long, and HBO really made me turn a corner this episode with mm-hmm. them. Both of them had such They had noble deaths for all the shit they've stirred up. Like, and they've had not so great pasts. Like, I hated the Red Witch and I hated Theon. And at the end of this, I was like, don't go. Come back. That's the thing. I feel like a Theon didn't need to die. Red Witch, I was like, okay, you've done your duty. It was sad. And then you disappeared and became an old lady. But Red Witch was kind of wasteful for me. But so then by the end of it, so that's when we, when it was finally over, I don't know where, I still am not sure where we ended up with, like, who's alive. So when I went live, we kind of confirmed some things. So again, ghost, question mark, one dragon or two are alive. I think we only have one left. The dead one's obviously dead. And then I think the other one died. We might have two dragons. Lyanna Mormont, dead. Ser Jorah, dead. Sam is alive. Gilly's alive. Little Sam's alive. Everyone in the crypt's alive. Missandei, Littlefinger, or not Littlefinger, Tyrion, Varys, Sansa. Oh, Ed died, the guy from the Night's Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Beric died. So we saw, literally, I didn't even know they were fighting out. I don't know where they were, because at the end they panned to, like, because, oh, when she stabs the Night King, they just all go up in smoke. So everyone else, no one else that knew that was what was going to happen. So they're all kind of just looking around, and there's just no one. Like, the people who are dead are the dead that he hadn't brought, made, like, blue-eyed yet.
Right.
But, I mean,
everyone else got Arya
snapped. Everyone was just looking around like, where'd they go? Like, can we all go out now? So Jaime, we saw Jaime. We saw Brienne. I didn't see Tormund, but people are telling me Tormund's alive. I didn't see him. I couldn't tell who died. Like, yeah. That's the thing. You had to either see them at the end or not see them die. But I couldn't tell half the deaths. I thought I keep seeing Littlefinger. Grey Worm died, but people said he didn't. And then Podrick was standing next to Brienne of Tarth, but I thought it was Gendry. I didn't see Gendry, but we know Gendry's still alive, because the only interesting thing from the preview next week is Arya kissing someone again. Unless she switched players now.
Yeah. Oh.
She left this. She killed the Night King, and she's like, oh, shit, we are going back to the bedroom. She is feeling cocky as fuck. And Gendry's probably like, okay, like, you and I, let's do this, because you killed the Night King. Like, she is, Arya is everything. That's the thing. So now I do think everyone is, now how people are going to die, it's going to go back to the Game of Thrones. Like, it is more of a battle of wits, a battle of, like, I don't know if we get another war or what kind of war that is, because Dany doesn't have an army at this point. Like, a lot of people are dead.
Yeah.
I really hope they do a comparison count of, like, or someone says, we had 10,000, now we have 1,000.
Yeah.
And 500 of that were the women and children in the crypt. So really can't utilize them until they grow up. So.
But she still has a dragon.
She still has a dragon. So, and I don't know what Cersei's plan is. Cersei, and I think everyone's now extra pissed at Cersei.
Absolutely, they should be.
Yeah.
They all fought the dead.
Well, Jaime's going to come back and be like, you fucking bitch. Yeah. And she's going to be like, I'm so happy you're alive.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. Like, you're, no. Like, they really, like, they don't even care about the throne. Like, I'd be surprised if half of them were like, no, 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 we're getting on a boat and we're gone. Like, I don't care about your throne fight. You helped us fight the dead. That's cool. We've done everything now.
Yeah.
Or whoever's left feels pretty cocky that they can kill anyone, because they killed a bunch of dead guys twice over. So, I don't know. Predictions-wise, I feel like it's not as, like, this episode everyone was predicting just because of the deaths. I don't think we lost a lot of people. I still don't think everyone makes it to the end. I think I think Jaime dies. I think Brienne dies. I don't think both Stark girls can live. I'd like to see Jon on the throne, or Sansa, and Arya be the Hand.
I think in the next three episodes we'll see at least two, if not three, different people take the throne.
you think we're going to... Oh, you think, like, we beat Cersei, someone gets the throne, then the throne gets taken from Dany, and it's somebody else.
Yeah, right. I think some of it's going to be quick, some of it's going
to
be...
Well, and that's the thing. We have to wonder, like... Dany is... We have not addressed. Like, she was told... John was like, hey, my mom is Lyanna Stark. My dad is Rhaegar. What, like, we have not addressed, because then the dead came, and Dany was like, I gotta focus on this right now. But we have not addressed yet that Dany now knows that he technically outranks her. And I kind of thought at one point with her dragon that she blew fire and he was kind of in it.
He was, yeah. I think that was her too. Realizing he is.
I thought it was too. But I don't know if that was...
She denied it last episode, so I think this time she blew fire to kill everyone around him and didn't burn him, and I think that makes her realize, shit, he really is a Targaryen.
Okay. Well, and he's... And we should have also... I'm sure she realized, too, that the Night King was a Targaryen.
Yeah.
Because he didn't burn.
But that doesn't matter now, because he's dead, so...
Well, Bran... The story hopefully Bran, you know, has learned something. Maybe Bran was reading his mind while they stood there for a few minutes. And
I hope so.
Maybe he transferred all his information or knowledge. I don't know. That's the thing. Where does this leave us with Bran? Because he didn't die. And I kind of wonder, does Dany kill Bran? Like, she might want him dead. He has too much power. Tyrion's also had a long talk with Bran and knows what, like, he's been through some shit and has all these memories. Sam also knows about... Bran... That's good. It's confusing. And Dany are the only ones who know about Jon.
Yeah.
So either Dany locks that down and kills people off, or that's getting out, because I think Jon's too honorable. Like, he doesn't want the throne at all, but he will. Maybe he'll let her have the throne. Maybe if they're having a kid, he's like, you sit on the throne and then our kid will.
Well, I don't think he's going to bang her anymore.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
He's too honorable?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'd love to see Arya and Gendry, because Gendry is also the rightful heir, in a way. Like, the Targaryens got overthrown because the Targaryens were insane, and they only sat on the throne for how many hundreds of years, and then it was the Baratheons. So he's the only Baratheon left. So he and Jon could partner up just like their dads did.
But the Baratheons have only had the throne for
a couple years. But I don't know if the Targaryens were originally the first, like, if they overtook it from someone.
Yeah.
I do think Dany, like, when you watch, we were talking about it with someone the other day, when you watch season one Dany, and again, she's seen a lot now, she's been through a lot, like, she can be as much of a cocky bitch as she wants, but she is a little, like, feels crazy, and maybe that's only because we know her dad was the Mad King. So now I'm just assuming.
But you're starting to see it.
I feel like she could turn, and Jon would have to kill her. I think she kills Jon. I think Arya kills Jaime and takes Jaime's face to kill Cersei, and then Arya somehow dies. I don't know how. I think Sansa. I would love if Sansa could kill Cersei, or at least, like, be there, just because she. Those two are probably more connected than anyone. Like, Dany hates Cersei, and Cersei hates Dany for other reasons, but, like, Sansa knows Cersei, and Tyrion does too. I'd like Sansa also to, like, now that Theon's dead, I'm really sorry, and she's going to be very upset about this, because they were kind of making eye contact, but obviously nothing could happen there. I hope Sansa realizes, and I hope Podrick's alive, because Podrick had a glow-up that we have not appreciated yet, and I really hope that Sansa's like, okay, I could get with someone. Like, he's a nice squire. He's hot. Like, Sansa deserves a happy ending. In my book. And Arya rightfully got Gendry, the only hot guy left. But maybe Sansa will want Tyrion. I don't know. Like, they're having a respect moment for each other right now. I think she's too young for him, but is that a train?
Either way, she sucks.
No, she doesn't suck.
I'm curious to see who will kill Cersei, because basically everyone in Winterfell's quote-unquote good guys, and I just don't see a good guy killing a pregnant lady. So I'll be interested to see how she ends up dying, if she's still pregnant when she dies.
Well, so the prophecy is that her little brother has to kill her, I think it was, which Jaime and Tyrion are younger than her.
Oh, okay.
Jaime's her twin, but she was born first. So that was the prophecy. But I also wonder, like, actually, but that wouldn't be a fair death. Like,
I don't see, I like your idea of Arya taking Jaime's face and killing Cersei, but I think Jaime's part of the North crew now, I think, fighting alongside them with the dead.
Yeah.
Until he turns on them or does something
but
deceptive.
But that's the thing.
But I think right now he's Team Danny.
But that's the thing. Who turns? Someone has to turn first internally. And I'm just wondering who on the North side. Like, they can kill Cersei and whatever, but, like, I think there's some internal turmoil that has to happen. Yeah. And I think that's caused by Dany. I think everyone now is pretty fucking united. Like, they all just kill... Like, I think they're gonna rally behind Dany because I do think everyone's like, we did this, we deserve our land back. I don't think anyone wants to fight again super soon. And we only have 3 episodes, so I guess we don't fight next episode. We're gonna stay in our respective kingdoms. I guess episode 5, we go to Winterfell, or they come to us, or we meet up. And then 6 is just the closure. But I just don't know who turns first. I bet Dany asks, like, Tyrion to kill so-and-so, or, like, have so-and-so, because she doesn't want anyone going against her. And she's still of the mindset of the throne, and everyone else is just like, no, we beat the Army of the Dead. Like, we're fine.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need your chair. And the North still wants to be the North. And Sansa's still fighting that fight. And she was talking shit about Dany in the crypt, where Missandei heard it. She was like, don't talk about my queen. It's just like, okay.
She was right, though. She's like, if it wasn't for that lady, we'd all be dead already. So, show a little respect.
Would we?
Yeah, you wouldn't have had dragons.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I'm just not Team Dany right now. I see her hurting the storyline the most.
Yeah.
I think that's where all our turmoil is going to come from. And that's it. That's what I think. That was a crazy episode again. I'm glad I survived, but I didn't... I 50 minutes in, I was like, you know what? I think I'm done with the show entirely.
I thought, honestly, it was underwhelming. And no. It was kind of boring.
That last...
It ended well. Mm-hmm. It did. I thought the way it ended was awesome. And the last 20 minutes of it was really good. But you're going to make these episodes 80 minutes. Make them fucking good.
Right.
I would say right now, this season so far is slow and a letdown for what was anticipated to be one of the biggest seasons of a show in the history of television.
I think a lot of that is like... Turn up the fucking brightness on these cameras. I just think, like, we're all focused so hard on this. We want to see so much. And even in the episodes that nothing was happening, we're in Winterfell and it is dark. I cannot see a damn thing. So I know who's talking. I know whatever. I do think I enjoyed this episode more because I actually will remember it.
Yeah.
Like, last week's was a little blurry, and the week before, I really need to rewatch episode 1. But I also think this podcast went a lot more smoothly and we have less edits because...
Yeah.
The wine was not flowing.
I'll say, and I know it's going to sound biased just because there's no other way to make it sound not biased, but I think that the Battle of Winterfell, Endgame's battle scene was 10 times better than this Battle of Winterfell.
No.
It was. I'm not just saying that because I hate Game of Thrones. I can give you an honest perspective on this. I'm not trying to hate on it.
Mine is honest too. I disagree.
But you're getting upset that I'm saying.
I'm not upset. I disagree.
They can't see the looks. Don't swing at me. Jeez, what's the matter with you?
Stop. Well, I think I don't know what happens next week. I don't know what next week's episode's called, but whatever. But next week is we will be tipsy. And we might have special guests, like TBD. We're going to have some coworkers here. Christina, who I referenced, I think, 10 times in the last episode drunkenly. We're doing Cinco de Juan Snow. So if we think of a better name, I'll let you know. And I'm also going to order... Oh, my Jon Snow cutout wasn't up tonight. Wow. I'm going to order the other 2 cutouts of Tyrion and Dany. Once they get here, those are the people who will die, probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah. 3 episodes left. Next week is on Cinco de Mayo. I think it's going to be interesting now that we're back to not fighting the dead. I'm really glad the dead storyline's done. Like, it's taken up a lot of time in the last season and a half. Like, we need to focus on Jon's a Targaryen. Bran Stark needs to do fucking something or he needs to be killed. Like, I have no time for him. And then I need Sansa to get herself a man and just... ride off into the sunset. She doesn't need to put up with this anymore. And if that's Tyrion, if it's Podrick, I don't know. And Arya can, you know, maybe it's Gendry. Like, maybe Sansa steals, maybe there's some sister fighting and she steals Gendry. I still feel
she
like
she would do that because she sucks.
No, oh no, she doesn't. God, we're ending now because I just no. You just did that to make me upset. I love Sansa, and that's how I feel. And honestly, I'd like to see her on the throne. Stated.
She sucks.
Nope. Okay. Now we definitely are ending, so you can't
see
say that.
See you next week.
Bye. Thank you.